Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden is in Poland today to mark the end of the first year of Russia's war on Ukraine. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
The president told a crowd of thousands of his visit to Ukraine's capital.
And I can report, Kyiv stands strong.
Mr. Biden said Vladimir Putin wrongly assumed that the Western alliance would fracture.
But there should be no doubt. Our support for Ukraine will not waver. NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire.
The president offered a direct response to something Putin said in Moscow hours earlier.
The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today.
Instead, he said Putin could end the war with a word. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Warsaw.
In Washington, the Supreme Court is now hearing a case that involves a federal law that protects social media platforms from lawsuits over online content it recommends. Defense attorney Eric Schnapper argues a 23-year-old was killed in Paris over ISIS-related content that was pushed by Google on YouTube.
What we're saying is that insofar as they were encouraging people to go look at things, that's what's outside the protection of the statute. Not that the stuff was there. If they stopped recommending things tomorrow, And all sorts of horrible stuff was on their website. As far as we read the statute, they're fine.
Alec Murdaugh's surviving son took the stand for the defense today in South Carolina.
Buster, when did you first find out that your mom and brother were murdered?
My dad called me. I can't remember the exact time, but it was later. And he called me on the phone. He asked me if I was sitting down.
The older Murdaugh is accused of killing his wife and son to dodge financial crimes. The EPA has announced assistance for residents of East Palestine, Ohio, who've been impacted by a toxic train derailment. And they say the rail company will be held accountable. Administrator Michael Regan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate locations to ensure that residents are not impacted further.
People have been complaining of health issues since the spill. Folks in Minnesota are now prepping for a major winter storm. WCCO's Reg Chapman is in St. Louis Park.
At Costco in Maple Grove, a steady flow of cars in the parking lot and people getting inside to fill up their shopping carts.
I'm out of milk and bread. Gotta get it.
Others are not so concerned.
Are you worried about 21 inches coming by Thursday?
No, I'm not. You know, we've been through this a lot.
We've grown up here, so we're used to it. And I'm used to driving in it.
The area is expected to get at least a foot of snow. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or... The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Today is the spring primary. You should have plenty of time to get to the polls before the weather begins to turn. Everyone in Wisconsin will likely be affected with the worst weather concentrated in the central one-third of the state. It's all expected to start tonight and last into Thursday. On the ballot today, four candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with conservatives fighting to hold on to their 4-3 majority after the April 4th general election. The race is getting national attention and money, as the winner of this year's race will rule on potentially significant policies, including gerrymandered maps and lawsuits over voting rules. And Republicans in the 8th State Senate District will pick their nominee for a special election to fill the seat of longtime GOP Senator Alberta Darling. She retired last year. The winner will take on Democrat Jody Habesh-Sinikin April 4th. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls, always streaming at WAUK. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Doing this again in like 7 weeks.
And it'll be the most important election of our lives, right? But it's
every time.
If people get the vibe, right, there's kind of an ongoing theme here that this is, it is every time. It's really, really important.
It is a habit. Voting is not just something that you do one-off. It is your constitutional right, but it is a habit. If you make a habit to be a voter, you will vote in elections. And today is an election that has consequences. You want to go and be a participant in our democracy today. Again, the website, myvote.wi.gov. If you have any questions, you can utilize that as a resource to make a plan to be a voter today. If you'd like to share any tangents surrounding your election day voting, give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media here in Madison on Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state in Waukesha on the Shaw, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, news from the center, Richland Center, WGBW in Green Bay, and Lake Air in Amory, Wisconsin. Again, the number to call if you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. I am Luke Mathers. I want to thank Evan for being on the production board this Tuesday afternoon for Election Day. Evan, I know you lost the sticker already. Did you happen to catch what number you were at your polling location?
I didn't.
No?
No, last time I was proud, too. I was like number 17. I went later today, though. It was closer to lunchtime. Not huge lines, but I heard, for example, in Jefferson County, Fort Atkinson, as of, 10 a.m., there had been 500 people.
500 people in Fort Atkinson?
Yeah. I mean, it's a smaller town,
That is a smaller town, but I wonder if they have, they must have some other local elections, too, that would be driving turnout.
Sure.
Or it could all be for the state Supreme Court.
It's that important.
It is that important. So you want to make a plan, be a voter today. Earlier today, news broke here in Dane County on the border of Dane and Greene counties, where a little incident broke out at a polling place, and it seems like it was not related to voting efforts, but reading from some reporting originally at the Associated Press, a gunshot fired outside of a polling site Tuesday forced election officials in the small Wisconsin village to move to their backup voting location. A county election official said voting was delayed for about an hour and a half in the village of Brooklyn after sheriff's deputies locked down a community building that served as the village's sole polling site, according to Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald. A 75-year-old man was arrested 2.5 hours after the incident was reported and charged with disorderly conduct while armed. Greene County Sheriff Jeff Sucrude said in a news release, and I apologize, Sheriff, if I'm pronouncing your last name incorrectly, but down there in Brooklyn, the village of Brooklyn, Wisconsin, polling or voting at the polling place has been moved to the backup secondary location, and It's troubling, Evan, because initially you get concerned that this is, and there have been increased threats for our election officials around the state because a lot of hearsay, a lot of Republican elected officials have tried to allude that there is malfeasance going on in our elections. And so when you see a report that there is disorderly conduct, there are law enforcement officials on the scene, and a polling site is being shut down because of that, something very similar happening, I believe, in West Bend last November when it came to the midterm. So this isn't necessarily a one-off thing, but it seems like it was unrelated to the election officials being staffing the elections. It seems like there was a disagreement from two residents, but this individual, 75-year-old man, arrested for disorderly conduct and the firing of a firearm in this municipal building.
And thank goodness that it is unrelated, but if you only get half that story, it does not help.
And if you only have 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to be a voter today, it could deter your plans
to vote.
Someone
almost certainly.
So, yeah. It is definitely something that causes disruptions. We hope all the best for the village of Brooklyn. Hopefully they're getting things sorted out. I know that there are concerns and possible extensions, but the polling locations as of right now, as of what I've last seen reported on, it's still closing at 8 p.m. That is when polls close across the state of Wisconsin. So you want to make a plan to be a voter between now and just under 6 hours from now. And as the polls close, you'll be able to tune in to Civic Media for special election night coverage happening across the network of news talk radio stations in the Civic Media family. You're going to be able to tune in for an extended hour of the Devil's Advocates from 6 to 7 p.m. this evening. After that, we're getting a bonus hour of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Madden-Air filling in from 7 to 8 p.m., taking us in that hour right before the polls close. And then Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, and Civic Media News Director Terry Bell, going to be holding down the fort here in the Solidarity Realty Studios for the election night coverage that we will be broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. You're going to want to tune in. That starts at 8 p.m. tonight across the Civic Media Network. And we're going to be able to jump from station to station around the state of Wisconsin, talking about the local election results and taking those statewide Supreme Court primary results as they come in. So you're going to want to tune in to Civic Media all day long.
We've done this several times
Right? This is routine, like I said.
And it's amazing.
It is a holiday almost. It is like going to Six Flags as a kid. You got to be excited because there's so much fun things to do. So much room for activities, and we're going to be talking about them all day long here on Civic Media.
And it even feels special to me as the guy at the board who's going to be staying here all night long.
You're the conductor. You get to...
Right? It's fun.
Yeah. There you go.
I love working with everybody. It's an event, like you said.
Yeah.
And it feels special. This is not something that we've had before.
No, this is... We were thrilled
as
to be able to provide it.
Yeah.
Civic Media was thrilled back in November to be able to offer this coverage for the midterm elections. And this is something that we plan to continue to do as we go on with broadcasting our statewide network. We want to bring the results to you here on the airwaves. You're going to be able to tune in to Civic Media. Let's head over to the phone lines. We've got Gene in Oregon calling in to Dueling Tangents. Gene, what's on your mind on this Tuesday afternoon?
Hi, I'd like to talk about voting, but this other thing has been bothering me. All these states are talking about, well, if we don't get our way, we're going to secede. My opinion is, ta-ta, goodbye, don't let the door hit you on the way out, if that's what you want, because most of them are taker states, so...
Well, Gene, I have a feeling you're referring to the comments made by Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman from Georgia, where earlier this week or over the weekend, I forget exactly when she put out the statement online, but essentially alluding to that there should be a divorce. There should be a divorce of red states and blue states. And my question for the Congresswoman, Gene, would be, well, where does Georgia fall in that category? Because of late in federal elections, Georgia's two Democratic senators in the U.S. Senate and voted for President Joe Biden in 2020. So is she in a blue state? It's a purple state for sure. If you want to take, though, the most recent statewide elections that they've had in Georgia, there have been more Democratic statewide wins than Republican statewide wins, and I don't think she actually knows which way she would go on that divorce. I think she's asking for one side, but I don't know if she'd necessarily be getting what she'd be asking for.
Well, I've been waiting for this for a long time. I think all these states that think that it would be so smart if they just seceded so they could do things their way, they should do it.
I disagree with that sentiment, Gene. I believe we are the United States of America, and I don't believe there is any room for secession talks. So when a sitting woman, congresswoman, decides to start spouting those viewpoints, I think it's time to question whether or not she should still be sent to Congress, because that sounds a little bit more like sedition than actually taking her oath of office seriously. But appreciate your phone call, Gene. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. You can share a tangent. 844-967-2789. We're going to continue the conversation. We'll be right back. It sounds like these time and
time again. Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Thursday. High of 31. This afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. 27 tonight, chance of snow. Cloudy tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
MDX.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You can join me on the phone. Share a tangent with me, 844-967-2789. Evan's lightly screening those calls. And we're thrilled to be able to take those tangents. But before we head back over to the phone lines, Evan, as I was previewing, everything that you can do today to be a voter and make a plan to be a voter in the spring primary election, I completely forgot to mention that Corrine Hendrickson is going to be joining us at 2:30. She is a member of the leadership team for the Main Street Alliance here working in Wisconsin to promote small business solutions to the problems that we face. And last week, Governor Tony Evers unveiled a plan for paid leave in his budget address. And so Corrine is going to be joining me at 2:30 to have a conversation about what paid leave would mean for individuals in the care, in caregiving, in the industry of caregiving, and what it would mean for families here in Wisconsin. So really excited to have that conversation with Corrine Hendrickson coming up at 2:30. But between now and then, we'll share a couple tangents, and we got a few on the phone lines coming in. We got Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, what's on your mind this Tuesday, primary day here in Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for your public service with the election result coverage. It's outstanding, guys. I used to have to go to all these different websites to try to find out who was winning where, how many people were out to vote, different things like that, and you had to keep checking back. And you guys covered, honest to goodness, outstanding. And the personalities, all the different talents that you guys have from all different sides of the state, it really is amazing. I hate using that word, but it is amazing. And then, you know, the guy that you have there at the controls, man, what a gifted guy. So thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to it. And I hope everybody checks it out because I think it's outstanding. Thank you, guys, and good luck tonight. I'm looking forward to listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeannie.
We have the best callers. It's wild.
We do. She didn't want to share anything else. Jean, I didn't even get a chance before you hung up to ask if she had already voted today or if she was planning to be a voter. But yeah, that was so nice of you, Jeannie, just calling in to tell us how great we are. And now our ego's a little inflated, but that's okay. When we do excellent work like delivering the election results to Wisconsinites here on Civic Media, I think it's pretty cool when we get praise like that as well. So thank you so much, Jeannie. Let's head back over to the phone lines. We got Dick in Madison calling in. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Oh, real quick, there's an update from out there in, I was home over the noon hour in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. There was a dispute over a tree that was going to be taken down, from what I understand.
So it was a two disgruntled neighbors, essentially, Dick?
Yeah, basically.
I saw that there was a dispute. I didn't see that for sure that it was over a tree. So that is...
It's a tree removal.
It's good to know that it wasn't malfeasance against our election officials then. Because unfortunately, with the headlines that we've been seeing of late, that was where my mind went first. And I have a feeling others out there had similar thoughts as well.
To Marjorie Taylor Santos, I think that she's divorced now, and those two should hook up. Actually, I mean, they'd be a perfect couple. And neither one of them can utter a sentence without it being a lie. And you know, he's been out of the news a couple of days. Of course, I read that was because he was in the Daytona 500 over the weekend. But anyway, on the serious side, yeah, I voted and. I just can't wait for 6-7 weeks from now.
All right, Dick. Appreciate that. Yeah, I see. I heard that George Santos was playing in the NBA All-Star game, so that's where I thought he was busy, not the Daytona 500, but I'm glad that you clarified that for me.
I think both.
Both. Oh, okay. Terrific. Making it around.
The game was at night.
Yeah, but Salt Lake City and Daytona are pretty far apart, so we'll have to do a little bit more research on finding out where George Santos was exactly over this past weekend, but appreciate the phone call. You could be like Dick, or you could be like Tom in L.A. L.A., Tom, how are we doing today?
It looks good. So, first off, we the people are the government.
Today especially.
Today is the day that you show.
Yes, today is especially.
Today is the day that you show that we the people are the government. So if you haven't gotten out and voted, make sure you grab a friend, grab three or four friends, and vote. Vote for Judge Janet, and get out there and vote and as many numbers as you possibly can, because lower vote turnout, unfortunately, but that's how it works in this country. Second, love Jeannie. Love it that she's from Eau Claire, and I will ditto everything she said about civic media. It's a great, great, truthful place. And as far as Taylor Greene goes, Taylor Greene, she should really start wondering if you start getting rid of a place like California, which is the fourth largest economy in the world, that her plan may not work out so well. And not only that, if anybody has taken the money, it's the red states. And this is, of course, factual. The red states are taking the money from the blue states. We would actually have a very, very high dollar amount. I'm not for seceding, but if you do look at where all the problems have occurred, it doesn't seem like we really won the war after all, because we gave them concessions with the Electoral College. We gave them concessions in so many different places after the North won the war.
Well, I mean, the Electoral College was in place. The Electoral College was in place, though, when the Constitution was written. I don't think that was a ramification of the Civil War. But I don't understand. Again, yesterday, we talked about how these train companies were so large that need to be broken up. That these unions should not be busted for the rail workers. We have children being found out that they're working in meatpacking industries. Now we have calls for secession from the South. It is a very strange time here in the United States, and it begs the question, are we in the middle of the 1800s, or is this 2023? But we'll continue to have the conversation, and we appreciate your tangent, L.A. Tom. You could be like L.A. Tom, or you can stay tuned for a conversation with Corrine Hendrickson of Main Street Alliance's leadership team, talking about paid leave. We'll continue this conversation after this quick break. Cause I'm sure it isn't good, and I'm glad I haven't yet.
That's the impression that I get. The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's in Poland today and says the U.S. will not stop backing Ukraine as its war continues with Russia.
Our support for Ukraine will not waver. NATO will not be divided, and we will not tire.
The Supreme Court's hearing a case involving the death of a 23-year-old exchange student killed by ISIS in Paris. Her father suing Google for pushing terror propaganda on YouTube. But CBS's Jan Crawford tells us the platform could be protected.
The social media companies say a 1996 federal law shields them from liability and that the modern internet would not exist if companies couldn't sort and recommend third-party content to users.
In Ohio, EPA Administrator Michael Regan tells residents of East Palestine help is on the way.
Today I'm announcing that EPA is ordering Norfolk Southern to conduct all necessary actions associated with the cleanup from the East Palestine train derailment.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's primary election day in Wisconsin. At the top of the ballot is the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are primaries for mayor in Madison, Green Bay, and Racine. The Outagamie County Executive also faces a primary. In Milwaukee, 20 people are running for 3 seats on the city council. Today's top vote-getters move on to April's general election. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the University of Wisconsin should pay for its own free tuition program. Voss tells the Daily Cardinal student newspaper he doesn't expect lawmakers to agree to pay for tuition for some students. The UW's Tuition Promise program pledges free tuition for students from families making less than $62,000 a year. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to learn more about what we're doing here at Civic Media, you can head over to the website, civicmedia.us. You can see the growing pattern of coming soon stations across the state of Wisconsin. You can follow the network on Twitter at Civic Media US. You can follow the show there as well at Dueling Tangents. And now we're going to have a conversation about a proposal last week in the state of the state's budget address given by Governor Tony Evers. He included a provision in his biennial budget proposal that would include paid leave. And so in what this would actually mean for Wisconsinites, I wanted to have a conversation, reached out to the team over at Mainstream Main Street Alliance, and Sean Fetteplace, the Midwest Regional Director, said, I have just the person for you to speak with on this topic. Kareen Hendrickson has owned and operated Kareen's Little Explorers Family Child Care Center in New Glarus, Wisconsin for 15 years. In 2020, she co-founded Wisconsin Early Childhood Action, a grassroots group that advocates for policies and funding for early childhood educators and the children they care for and educate. And Kareen currently serves on the Wisconsin Main Street Alliance leadership team. On the phone, joining us now here on Dueling Tangents, Kareen Hendrickson. Kareen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, and thank you for having me. I am doing well.
Glad to hear it. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your Tuesday afternoon. Since it is Election Day, and I have asked Evan and the callers as they've called in so far today, have you already voted today, or do you have a plan to be a voter later today for the spring primary?
I am going to go as soon as the last child gets picked up and go vote, and then go pick up my grocery order before the storm comes.
Perfect. There we go. So the plan to be a voter, love to hear it. I voted early in-person absentee voting in the November election. I really liked it. And then with all of the things leading up over these past 2 weeks during the early vote window for in-person absentee, I didn't get to it. So I plan on voting later today as I get off the air later. I will be heading to my polling location and filling out my ballot in person myself as well. So glad to hear that you have a plan to be a voter. And really want to appreciate you for joining me here on the airwaves for having a conversation about what paid leave could look like here in Wisconsin following Governor Tony Evers including a provision for a policy that would enact it over the next biennial budget beginning for January 1st, 2025. So we got a little bit about you with that bio introduction, but for your role with Main Street Alliance, can you tell us a little bit more about your business in New Glarus and how you came to be a member of the organization Main Street Alliance?
So my business is a family child care, and I currently have about 9 children that I care for and educate every week. Not all at the same time. I have a few part-timers in there, and I'm a very play-based program, so that means that I am child-led, teacher-supported, so every day is very, very different. I became a member of Main Street Alliance because part of my work with WeCan was also to be on some presentations and panels with Opportunity Wisconsin, and Main Street Alliance was one of the sponsors of one of those, and that's how I got connected to Sean about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
Fantastic. And so over those last 2 years, I know Main Street Alliance has grown, and you being a member of the leadership team, paid leave has been something that the organization Main Street Alliance has advocated for. And here in Wisconsin, it is now, at least for the time being, a proposal for the upcoming biennial budget. What can you tell us a little bit about the Evers proposal and what it would mean for care providers like yours here in Wisconsin?
So a little bit about the paid family medical leave is that it would allow every single person who needs to take off, including self-employed. Currently, if you're self-employed, we do not have access to paid family medical leave, or even if you work for a company with 50 or fewer employees, they do not have to participate in the disability. What that means in Wisconsin is that actually, yes, your job is protected for 12 weeks, but you do not necessarily get paid during that time. Some people do have some disability insurance, but it's generally around 50 to 60% of their normal income, and they have to use all their vacation up first. So that means if you have surgery or if you have a baby, you have to take all your vacation time, then you get paid, a very reduced rate, and then continuing on for the following year, you don't have any paid time off to utilize when you get sick or the baby gets sick or anything like that. And so this would be very helpful because everyone would be able to pay into this a very small amount, kind of like Medicare, Social Security, where you pay in a little bit, but then you get it back. Although this way, you only have to do that if you then require surgery or time off or something. The way Governor Evers has it set up, it's also if you aren't able to access childcare, you would be able to access this paid family medical leave as well. So let's say you know, your child care program shuts down for a couple weeks because of illness, hand, foot, mouth, all kinds of different things come through our programs. Or let's say your program unexpectedly closes, like the East Side of Madison. They just informed all their families that they were closing in a week. So this would give you a little bit of a cushion and an opportunity to still pay your bills while you are accessing other child care. It would help a lot of my families out. Myself would have been included. I had my baby 14 years ago, 6 weeks early. I could only afford to take 4 weeks off because that was unpaid. And then my families also didn't have time to take off in order to take care of their children while they waited for me to reopen. And so I think this would really just help everyone out across the board. A lot of people think it's just for those having children, but really it's for if you need to have surgery, if your parents need to have surgery, your child needs to have surgery, your spouse needs to have surgery, cancer treatment, all kinds, has a car accident, all kinds of things happen that then can put people into bankruptcy. And this would be a way to keep people, you know, functioning and in their homes and able to keep a roof over their head and feed themselves and their families.
Yeah. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined right now by Corrine Hendrickson, owner of Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, Wisconsin, and a member of the Main Street Alliance leadership team here in Wisconsin, talking about paid leave proposal by Governor Tony Evers included in his budget address last week. And Corrine, one of the things, as Evers pointed out, he tried to allude to with the $7 billion surplus that we currently have as a state, it is an instrumental time right now that we can choose to invest in our state. Cynics to that called a lot of the proposals that Evers outlined in his budget address last week a laundry wish list, essentially, saying that that's not necessarily the priorities of the Republican legislature, but something like paid leave and a program that would level the playing field and provide a paid leave program for the entire state seems like it should be something we should all just be able to get behind. This doesn't seem like it has to be a partisan issue. And in fact, Corey Hess, reporter over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, outlined in a piece published earlier today talking about this is something that people want. Nearly two-thirds of Republicans polled by the Marquette University Law School last November favored paid leave. In fact, both the two leading candidates for the Republican gubernatorial candidacy last November, both Rebecca Clayfish, former lieutenant governor, and construction businessman Tim Michaels indicated favorable positions for a paid leave program here in Wisconsin. Do you believe that this is something we could see some compromise on, or what are your thoughts on the practicality of this proposal introduced by the Evers administration last week?
Well, I definitely feel that there is room for conversation, and that if our elected representatives truly believe that hardworking Wisconsin families deserve to, you know, survive and maybe even thrive, then we need to discuss what that really means in practice. So, like, if they always talk about how small businesses are their bread and butter and that they really support small businesses. Well, one way to prove that would be to support programs like this that those of us that own and operate small businesses all completely support, because it's a way for us to thrive. It's a way for us to stay in business. It takes down barriers because we can recruit and retain our employees instead of them going to work for a company that does provide paid family medical leave. And, you know, it would, a lot of us can start businesses, but it's really, really difficult to keep them open and maintain them because life happens. And, you know, this is common sense, and it's also normal. The rest of the world, except for six countries, have paid family medical leave policies. So really, we're making a choice as a state. Our elected representatives are choosing to put people into poverty by not investing in these programs that will absolutely keep them out of poverty and absolutely keep businesses open and keep, you know, families together and in their homes and not have to access other means of social supports that we have, such as unemployment then or food stamps or healthcare, because they will be able to keep their jobs and they'll be able to stay in their homes and pay their bills, even if something happens that's out of their control, like an accident, cancer, you know, surgery, things like that, or even in control because they want to have the choice to have a family and be able to take some time so they can bond with their babies before sending them off to somebody before they're even ready to go back to work or even necessarily healed. I know of people who have taken babies at 2 or 3 weeks. They've gotten exceptions from the state because the person absolutely could not take any more time of work or would have lost their home.
Yeah, if we want to make Wisconsin an attractive place for young families that are interested in moving to Wisconsin, as we know there will be a workforce shortage by the end of this decade if we do not attract more workers to move here and become Wisconsin residents, I feel like paid leave could be a bipartisan, common sense approach to be able to make Wisconsin a more attractive destination for young families. Because if you are just starting out and you can't take that time off to be with your family as you're choosing to go through and birth a child, I feel like that is going to be one more thing that leads to young families choosing other states that may be implementing programs like this while Wisconsin sits on the sidelines this isn't something we're able to get done. And so if people want to learn more about Main Street Alliance and how they can advocate for policies and programs like this paid leave proposal brought forth by the governor last week, Kareen, how can they learn more about what Main Street Alliance is up to and how they can get involved?
They can go to www.mainstreetalliance.org and see what all of our different plans are throughout the country and throughout the state of Wisconsin. And I completely agree with you. We're losing 10 to 15% of our young people every single year in their 20s to other states because they have better policies, better outcomes, and better opportunities, to be frank. And there's no reason that we should be losing all of these young people, and we should be able to attract and retain people to come to our state, because it's a great state.
It is. I am Wisconsin to my bones. I am a hometowner. I will be until the day I leave this earth. But I it is frustrating sometimes to see when there is hesitancy for a program. Again, the state has a $7 billion surplus for the opportunity right now to invest in it. The reporting, again, over by Corey Hess over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, $243 million to jumpstart the program. Now, that may sound like a large dollar amount for a proposal like this, but that is a mere fraction of the $7 billion surplus the state currently has to be able to invest in this upcoming biennial budget. So really excited to hear about Main Street Alliance's work on this issue. I was thrilled to see that it was included in the governor's budget address last week. Again, Kareen Hendrickson of Leadership Team of Main Street Alliance and owner of Kareen's Little Explorers Family Child Care Center in New Claris. Kareen, I really appreciate you taking your time out of your Tuesday afternoon to join me and let us know a little bit more about what this proposal would mean. Greatly appreciate it. We'll have you on the show again soon, hopefully.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kareen. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with me, Luke Mathers, on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Election Day. You got a few more hours before the special election night coverage kicks off. We got one more segment left in the day. You want to stay tuned for a couple more headlines and maybe a few more phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media here in the state of Wisconsin. Again, if you want to learn more about what we're doing as a network, you want to sign up to learn more, civicmedia.us is the website. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned, not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit, we're in shape, we are tight, we are muscular, we are attractive for our ages, and we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Thursday. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for snow. Lows around 27. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 32. Cloudy. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Evan on the production board. No big guy today. He is off at an undisclosed location. We wish him the best. He will be here, though, tonight for the election night coverage. He's going to be doing everything he can to make sure we put out the finest product here at Civic Media for all your election night results. You're going to want to tune in. We got special extended Devil's Advocates from 6 to 7 p.m., a bonus hour of Dom and Crute. Then you get a bonus hour of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair from 7 to 8. Polls close at 8 p.m., but if you are in line at your polling location at 8, you get to stay in line. It is your constitutional right. They cannot kick you out. If you're there in line to vote by 8 p.m., you will be able to vote. And then once those polls close, you're going to want to tune in for those election results. We'll be covering them across the state of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. And, got a story that I'm going to talk to you about. What could the ramifications be if a certain someone got on to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, moving on from today's primary and then the April general? But before we get to that story, let's take a tangent real quick. Off the phone lines, we got Angie in Monroe calling in. Angie, what's on your mind today?
I just want to say, I talked my friend into voting, and she hasn't apparently voted since Bush. And then while we were at the DMV, there was another older lady there that was we were talking, and she was getting her idea. And I'm talking, she's like, looked like she was like in her 80s kind of older lady. And there was another older lady that was saying that one of the other polling places that we have, because I live in the country and then we have one in town, that there was a really long line there. So that's really, really good. And our numbers were up in our county. Because we were like one night, I was like 117, my friend was 119. So I just want to say, if I can talk my friend into it, we all can do this. So if everybody brings one friend, especially a female friend, you can talk them into it.
Absolutely.
I wanted to mention that.
Talking to your networks today and encouraging them to be voters is an absolute terrific way to encourage participation in our local governments, in our state governments, in democracy as a whole. And that is excellent to hear, Angie. Really appreciate the work you're doing out there in Monroe to encourage individuals to be voters. And folks, if the website, again, myvote.wi.gov, if you need to learn more, we have same-day voter registration here in the state of Wisconsin. So it's not too late. You can still register to vote. You can find out all the details that you need to go with that at myvote.wi.gov.
And it's easy.
It is.
Really. I mean, a lot of people think it's more complicated, that you need to set aside more time. We do a good job. We do a great job in Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin election officials are tremendous, and I hats off. Please thank your poll workers as well when you go and you participate today. They are taking time out of their normal schedules to work those polling stations. You absolutely want to thank them as well. And please do not get into any disputes about a tree like what we had down in the village of Brooklyn. Let's just avoid that altogether, folks. But plenty of time. Polls are open for just over 5 more hours here in the state of Wisconsin. But a story here in Wisconsin about what one of the four candidates running for the state Supreme Court previously was paid for working on, quote, election integrity and advising fake electors. This is a little questionable, Evan. Did you see this headline?
No. Give it to me.
Daniel Bice over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline, Supreme Court candidate Daniel Kelly was paid $120,000 by Republicans to work on election integrity and to advise on fake electors.
It keeps going, man. It keeps going. It's shocking. Honestly shocking. It shocks the conscience at how blatant this is.
Folks, this is tremendously, tremendously, tremendously frustrating because Daniel Kelly acting like he is the real conservative in the race, the constitutional conservative, getting millions of dollars piped in from out-of-state donors like Dick Uihlein, funding all of these ads telling you that Dan Kelly is the true conservative in the race for the establishment. A lot of people worked for or were part of the Walker administration getting behind Dan Kelly. He was Walker's appointee to the Supreme Court. He was never elected to it in the first place. He was appointed to it by the former governor, the former Republican governor, and lost pretty heavily on the actual ballot when it came to running for a full term back in 2020.
Over 100,000 votes.
Yeah,
handily lost. Yeah. Yes,
Wisconsin landslide. Like if you want to call Evers' 3.5-point landslide, yeah. I don't know what to call that. That's a Wisconsin tsunami, I guess. I don't know. Usually that only gets reserved for Senator Baldwin's wins when she won in 2018. But we can use a Wisconsin tsunami in that case as well. But how frustrating is that? That he is now back running for another full 10-year term, but during his time between getting his rear end handed to him in 2020 at the polls, he then worked on the fraudulent electors case, advising Republicans, you know, the conservative thing to do, to make a fake slate of electors without evidence, contend that the former president, Donald Trump, won the state's 10 electoral votes without any evidence, without any actual material evidence, because they've lost every single court case. If they had any evidence, we would have seen it in the countless court cases that were brought before with state courts and federal courts since 2020. And he advised these individuals on how to go about that scheme to use Senator Ron Johnson as a mule to get those 10 fraudulent electors for both here in Wisconsin, the 10 electoral votes in Wisconsin, and Michigan's electoral fraudulent votes, to then Vice President Mike Pence and overturn the rule of law and the constitutional order of peaceful transfer of power. That's the true conservative in the race. That's Dan Kelly. That's what he was paid $120,000 to consult in the behind the scenes scheme to fraudulently overturn the state's 2020 election results. That's who some conservatives are telling you to back openly in this primary. And it is fascinating. So if you don't think that this individual, if he were to make it to the state Supreme Court, would it side with the three conservative justices that dissented in the opinions and the court ruling saying no, Wisconsin's 2020 election was properly decided? If Dan Kelly's on that seat, you can believe that he's going to side with those three dissenting judges, and that would be a 4-3 majority in the wrong direction.
And then he'd look you in the face and saying he's doing the right thing.
It is tremendously, tremendously frustrating that this individual could even openly run for a state Supreme Court office. But again, we've had zero accountability for those 10 fraudulent electors. So we're just going to have to continue to wait to hear what the Department of Justice and the Wisconsin Department of Justice are doing about that. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really want to thank, again, Corrine Hendrickson, owner of Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, for talking paid family leave. Want to thank all the callers. Stay tuned. It is Election Day here in Wisconsin. Make a plan to be a voter and listen to civic media all night long for those election results. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.